اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
السلام عليكم and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem with Habibullah Fasizada and also our dear students from Xavier International School and IRIB Radio, English Radio. So we really welcome you all and thank you so much for joining us again. We hope that everyone is fine and healthy and inshallah protected from all evils. Thank you so much. Now we will go to Surah An-Nazi'at, page 583, chapter 30, the second surah. So this surah is very important. Let's go, inshallah, practice this surah, and we must pay attention to the heavy letters and light letters. All right?
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
والنازعات غرقا
والنازعات غرقا
غرقا all of them are heavy letters okay غرقا غرقا
والنازعات غرقا
والنازعات غرقا.
The first word, like all the letters having light sound, okay, but the next word غرقا, all the letters are having like heavy sound. والنازعات
غرقا.
Yes.
والنازعات غرقا.
والنازعات غرقا.
والناشطات نشطا
والناشطات نشطا
والسابحات سبحا
والسابحات سبحا
فالسابقات سبقا
فالسابقات سبقا
فالمدبرات أمرا
فالمدبرات أمرا.
أحسن أحسن مدبرات أمرا ما شاء الله. يوم ترجف الراجفة
يوم ترجف الراجفة
تتبعها الرادفة
تتبعها الرادفة.
أحسن الرادفة تتبعها الرادفة
تتبعها الرادفة.
أحسن. قلوب يومئذ واجفة
قلوب يومئذ واجفة.
You might ask why قلوب قلوب inshallah we'll study and تنوين and نون ساكنة rules okay it we will apply inshallah the rule of إدغام inshallah we'll study.
أبصارها خاشعة
أبصارها خاشعة
يقولون أئنا لمردودون في الحافرة
يقولون أئنا لمردودون في الحافرة.
أحسنتم ما شاء الله ما شاء الله. إذا كنا عظاما نخرة.
أئذا كنا عظاما نخرة.
أئذا كنا عظاما نخرة. عظاما نخرة. عظام. Heavy sound. Look, there is an ألف. ألف مادي. Two حركات. نا. نا. Two حركات. One more time. أإذا كنا عظاما نخرة.
أإذا كنا عظاما نخرة.
قالوا تلك إذا كرة خاسرة.
قالوا تلك إذا كرة خاسرة.
أحسن. قالوا تلك إذا كرة خاسرة. خاسرة. را. Okay. فإنما هي زجرة واحدة.
فإنما هي زجرة واحدة.
واحدة. واو is a light letter.
فإنما هي زجرة واحدة. فإنما هي زجرة واحدة.
فإنما هي زجرة واحدة.
فإنما هي زجرة واحدة.
أحسنتم. فإذا هم بالساهرة.
فإذا هم بالساهرة.
Okay, inshallah you'll study an إقلاب. هم هم. It's not a complete meme. Okay, it's not a complete meme. Like هم. A very like we say a half meme. فإذا هم هم هم. No, the lips like do not touch one another. There has to be like a little space, okay, between the lips.
So if there is a bit after meme,
meme sakin.
Yeah, the iqlab rule will come and.
Yeah. فإذا هم بالساهرة.
فإذا هم بالساهرة.
ساهرة. هل أتاك حديث موسى؟
هل أتاك حديث موسى؟
It's very clear, light sound.
Yes.
Great. إذ ناداه ربه بالوادي المقدس طوى.
إذ ناداه ربه بالوادي المقدس طوى.
مقدس طوى. مقد. Right? مقد. مقد. Heavy, then quickly light sound. إذ ناداه ربه بالوادي المقدس طوى.
إذ ناداه ربه بالوادي المقدس طوى.
أحسن. طو. Heavy sound. و. Light sound.
Yes.
طوى. Right. اذهب إلى فرعون إنه طغى.
اذهب إلى فرعون إنه طغى.
اها طغى.
question
always heavy sound. Yeah.
Here why do we read it اذهب after the that is second we have he which has fatha.
Yes, we've had with Fatha. So who knows?
So why we don't read it Adhaba?
Adhaba, mashallah, why? Question is this, that why do you assign that Hamzatul Wasl with Kasra while we have the third letter, here we have Fatha. Why do you assign it with Kasra? Why not Adhaba?
Maybe because of Ye in the last of the no, first verse.
It has Kasra here.
No, no, why do you assign Idhab? Why Hamza, that Hamzatul Wasl doesn't have any Harakat, right? the reason in level 2, you must have forgotten, in level 2 we studied that whenever we have Hamzatul Wasl, okay, in the verbs, idhhab is a verb. So in the verb, if a verb starts with Hamzatul Wasl, so if you want to assign the harakat of Hamzatul Wasl, if you want to make sure what harakat you should use, you have to take a look at the third letter. Hamzatul Wasl, first letter. Dhal, second letter. Ha, third letter. So take a look at the third letter. If the third letter has fatha or kasra, you assign Hamzatul Wasl with kasra. If the third letter has dhamma, you assign Hamzatul Wasl with dhamma. Only two harakat it has.
Only on verb this is happening.
Oh, this happens, yes. Verbs having Hamzatul Wasl, not Hamzatul Qat'a. Okay? For example, if it was adhhaba Hamzatul Wasl, that's not, it doesn't have Hamzatul Wasl. It has Hamzatul Qat'a. So it has the harakat ah. But idhhab, the sign of Hamzatul Wasl is very easy. Look, it has like a, the front of sad on the top.
Yes.
So here, what harakat do you assign?
Kasra.
Why? Because the third letter has fatha. So if the third letter has fatha or kasra, these two harakat. Fatha or kasra. The Hamzatul Wasl will be assigned with?
Kasra.
If the third letter has dhamma, the Hamzatul Wasl will be assigned with?
Dhamma.
For example, uqtul. Uqtulu Yusufa aw itrahuhu. Yes? Uqtul. Qaf sakin. Ta? What does ta have? Uqtu.
Dhamma.
So Hamzatul Wasl here, I put a dhamma on the top. Why? Because the third letter has dhamma.
If it's a noun, so we need to put fatha.
So the nouns, we talked about all of them in the level 2. And the nouns, there are two groups, okay? Two groups. Like if the noun starts with alif lam, you always assign it with ah.
Okay, Alladhi,
Ar-Rahman, Alhamdulillah. And then if it doesn't have like that alif lam, okay, then you have like a kasra with it. Ihsan, for example. Hal jaza'u al-ihsan illa al-ihsan. Ihsan, okay, that one.
Question.
So, yeah.
So you said if the third letter or the fourth letter, like it does have...
No, not the fourth letter.
Okay, the third letter. If it does have dhamma, the hamza should have dhamma too. But itrahu.
Okay.
Hu has a dhamma, but hamza have kasra. Itrahu.
Does the ra have dhamma?
Ra is third letter.
Itrahu. Yes?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much.
Good question.
Good question, but the answer was better than that.
Give me plus.
So, let's go to the next ayah. اذهب إلى فرعون إنه طغى. So, if our respected brothers and sisters, if you have like any questions regarding the Hamzatul Wasl and Hamzatul Qata, please refer to level 2 of our classes on the website, okay? You can check out the website of Call of Islam Radio, inshallah, and you can check out all the audios, okay? Listen to them and practice. We have talked about Hamzatul Wasl and Hamzatul Qatr in details, okay? Inshallah. Nice discussions are there, so I really recommend you listen to them. So the next ayah. Let's recite a salawat after a long discussion.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajum.
فَقُلْ هَلْ لَكَ إِلَىٰ أَنْ تَزَكَّى
فَقُلْ هَلْ لَكَ إِلَىٰ أَنْ تَزَكَّى.
We had a rule talking about the noon mushaddad. Noon mushaddad and also the meme mushaddad, yeah? We had to produce a sound. It means we have to like prolong the sound, yes? But this rule, we will not apply this with lami mushaddad.
Is it related to ikhfa?
Yeah, it is. Idgham, actually. Idgham, okay? Not ikhfa. Idgham. But we study, yeah, the tashdeed or the rule of noon mushaddad and mim mushaddad we studied. For example, anna, this one we had like a prolonging the sound, okay? But we do not apply this rule on the لام مشدد. For example, in this ayah, do not say فَقُلْ هَلَّكَ. No, it's wrong. Okay. فَقُلْ هَلَّكَ. Quickly, okay. فَقُلْ هَلَّكَ إِلَىٰ أَن تَزَكَّى. Right? So, inshallah, let's take a break, okay? And we will be back. But before taking a break, let's give thanks to IRIB English Radio and also Sevier International Schools Network. We will be back, inshallah. Stay with us. وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools. ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الأكوان